nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Praise the Lord. Eh? There was no definite something. There was. What was the heart of what we discussed last week? In what context? Because the word of God is big and broad. Okay. Okay. How many of us have worked in those things in the last 1 week? As you supposed to do, not how many of us that your conscience tell you that I fully worked in the strength of what we discussed? As it's supposed to be. How many of us? Praise the Lord. How many of us? Let me sit down. Okay. The Bible said open to First Peter chapter one. Are we there? Okay, let me read from verse 2. Grace, I'll read from verse 1. First Peter chapter 2 from verse 1. Simon, Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained life precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. See, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. 1 Peter. 2 Peter. Sorry. I'm reading 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1. So, I'm in verse. Let me recap to verse 2. Say, grace. Are we all there? Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Look at verse 4. There has been given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Great and precious promises, that through them we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What has been given to us? Look at verse 4. What has been given to us? Echo it. Let me hear it. There has been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature. What are those promises? Now it comes. Now look at it. This is a quickly. Verse 3 says, His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything we need for, what are those things? You know, what are those things? Things that have been given to you, but what are they? What are they then? Are you using it day by day? This was, what I'm showing us was, you know, what hit my heart on Monday or Tuesday. You know, Monday or Tuesday. He said, His divine power has given us all things that pertains to that you need for life, what you need to live life on earth and to prepare for eternity. He says all things that relate to life and relate to godliness, it has been given to you. Now I put it to you, what are those things? Then you now begin to ask myself, okay, maybe some of us may not know those things, some of us know those things, then am I putting it to use day by day? Because these things are given to us to use them. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, by which are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. What was it that Abraham had? It was a promise. Now, I now ask us, what are those promises? Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about the promise that was given to one man. What are those promises that relate to your life? What are they? And how strong are they in your heart? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Lola, what are those promises? I'm not talking about big things. Now, you remember one scripture somewhere like that? How real it is to you. What did Peter say? He said, we, according to his promise, are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That was why, you see, those guys, those men were moving. Moving at 360 degrees. Praise the Lord. See, look at all those chronology in Hebrews 11. Look at Abraham. See, Abraham was looking for a city that had foundation. Can you see the engine that was driving the man? Praise the Lord. Can you see what was driving the man? The promise. The promise. What God gives so that What God gives, and is enough is a promise. Promise. That's why the Bible said in Hebrews 6 that by two immutable things, by two unchangeable things, things that cannot be broken, things that cannot be altered, that we might have a strong consolation who have run for refuge to lay hold on the hope. What is set before us is hope. To lay hope on this hope that is set before us. Yeah, Hebrews 6. I want to show how the mechanism of the kingdom of God works. If we don't know it, we'll miss the whole point. How the kingdom of God, how the mechanism, you know, the operating manual of the kingdom, how it works. Hebrews chapter 6. So that after today, where we are going to, you will begin to see that there are treasures in the world. So that by the time you pick the word, certain things you have seen before, it's not just going to be business as usual. Because in these things are your life. Your life is encoded in these things. So when you open them, when this is open to, when this is unveiled, your life is opening up right before you. Abraham. God did not give Abraham money. Does not money, God did not put money in his pocket. Or maybe one mansion somewhere, or one property somewhere. What God sends into the life and the heart of Abraham was promised. The promise. And the man rose up and begin to follow it. Abraham life never remained the same. God just spoke into his heart. You know? Spoke into his heart. God spoke things that Abraham will not see in his lifetime. And Abraham began to move in that direction. Praise the Lord. It's one thing for we to serve God and certain things God is going to do. God will bless us. God will give you 1,000 times in this life and everything. But what God says into the life of Abraham were things you will not see with his eyes. Abraham, then the Bible says Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he became the father of faith to everybody that walk in that path and walk in that line. Can you see the genesis of our faith work, how it all began? God said, I repeat, God sent something into the life of Abraham that he will not see with his eyes. The closest that God showed him that he will see, he said, look at the stars. Look at it. He says, so shall your descendants be. As the stars cannot be numbered, even though your descendants will not be numbered. That was the closest he could see with his eyes. Praise the Lord. But in Egypt, when the multitude was coming out, Abraham never saw it. What Abraham saw, he saw Christ on the Mount of Moriah. Christ that was going to come thousands of years later, about 4,000 years from then. Yes, 4,000 years later. That was the Christ. He saw him on Mount Moriah. That's why Jesus said, Abraham, he rejoiced to see my day. He saw it. and Abraham was glad in John chapter 8. Can you see what those men live for? I'm showing you the template of our lives and of your own life, how it's going to run. It's going to run beyond the things that eyes can see. Your template of your life is going to run beyond the things that hand can touch, things that can be touched, things that can be felt. It's going to go beyond that. The Bible says, why we look not at things which are seen, right? But the things that are not seen. What are those things that are not seen? But the things that are not seen, the things that are seen are temporal. But the things that are not seen, those things are eternal. We are looking at things that are eternal. Amen. We are looking at things that are not seen. Then our life will now begin to move in that direction. Praise the Lord. So this was how Abraham walked with God. The Bible, look at it. The Bible says, we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises that through them, so you cannot circumvent them. You cannot bypass them and become a partaker of the divine nature and share, you know, in the nature of God. In the nature and in the blessing, in the blessedness of Christ. You cannot go beyond them. I've been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Praise the Lord. Now, look at Hebrews chapter 6. Talking about Abraham. Verse 13, Hebrews 6:13. Don't forget, I said I'm saying this so that we rise up and begin to take certain things very serious. For when God, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 13, even before then, talk about diligence, all this, not being lazy. Look at 11, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11. We desire that every one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. To pursue hope. To hope unto the end. To pursue hope unto the end. You show the same diligence. The same diligence that this man showed. That's where we are starting from. That's the foundation we are laying, and then we'll now continue. Verse 12. That you be not slothful, nor be lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience, what did they inherit? They inherited promises. They are assets. This is eternity. He said, through faith and patience, they inherited promises. What was given to us according to 2 Peter 1, verse 4? What was given to us? Promises. This man, what they inherited promises. More than inheriting things and some other things, which God will give us, gladly give us, and which you will receive by faith. Much more than that, talk about inheriting promises. That this man, through faith and through patience, they inherit promises. That you not be lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit promises. These are things that a lot of us don't know. In our faith work today, in our skewed, maybe one-legged faith work, some of us don't even know that. You need to settle down, bring your mind down, understand what the Word of God is saying. What the Spirit of God is saying, you that have here. Abi, everyone, let them that have here hear what the Spirit is saying. The Spirit is talking, but in our haste, in our presumed knowledge that we already know, we are not hearing what the Holy Ghost is saying. Look at, don't speak. In our presumed knowledge that we already know, we are not hearing what the Holy Ghost is saying. He said, he that has here. Jesus said it when he was alive. And Jesus said it when he was resurrected into heaven in the book of Revelation. Say, he that has here, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Praise the Lord. Verse 13. Say, for one God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. He said, surely, what he made to Abraham was promise. Verse 14, surely, blessing I will bless you. And multiplying I will multiply you. Period. That was what God left with Abraham and went. And this was the cornerstone. This was the foundation, everything that Abraham pursued on it. The word of God spoken unto his heart. The same thing with the apostle, the same thing with the disciple. The word of God spoken into their heart. Praise the Lord. Verse 15. And so after he had patiently endured, what did he obtain? After he endured, he obtained the promise. Abraham obtained the promise and he saw one child. But the promise was a generation. The promise was a descendant. The promise to Abraham was Christ. But he never saw that Christ. He saw a type and a figure of Christ on Mount Moriah when he went to sacrifice Isaac. When he saw that lamb, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. When he saw that lamb, he saw a type, a shadow of it. He never saw the promise. When Isaac was a type and a shadow, he never saw it. But Abraham lived on it all his days. Praise the Lord. So this is the pattern of you want to walk by faith. This is the pattern and the structure of faith work on it. Promise. Verse 15. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Verse 16. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise. Heirs of what? This is our identity. This you, this me, we are heirs of promise. Promise. Our ultimate inheritance will not be seen on it. Our ultimate blessing in God will not see it on it. Because we are heirs of promise. There is a greater and a deeper blessing to come. Verse 17. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, the unchanging nature of his purpose, of his everlasting purpose. He said, Confirm me by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have the strong consolation, who have pled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into that within the veil, where the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Verse 18. He said, What are those things? He said, by two unchangeable things, God gave two things that cannot be changed. Two unchangeable things that cannot be altered. Heaven and it will be easier for heaven and earth to depart. The present heaven and the present earth to fall away than these things to fall away. What are those things? His promise. And it's, can you see how big it is? It's not a casual word. Some you read one word. It's not a casual word to your heart. That word you are seeing. He said, that word that is coming to your hand, he said, it's stronger than the present earth and the present heaven. It is much more real than this ground that you are touching. All of us do that. When you wake up, the ground will be there. Abi, imagine somebody come and tell that, see, by the time you wake up tomorrow, Daniel, this earth will not be there tomorrow. How will you feel? It's not like that. This is a madman. That I have told you that tomorrow, that you are sleeping. Today is what, sir? This is early hours of Friday, 11th of September, right? 11th of November, 2016. That by the time you go and sleep now, maybe by the time we finish this meeting, you go and rest for like 1 hour. That by the time you wake up, the earth will not be there again. The earth will not be existing again. Not as you believe it. You say this is a madman. Abi? That truth is inferior, you know, to the word of God, to the promise of God in your heart. So the word that God sends into our heart, he says, heaven and earth to depart. It's easier for heaven and earth to depart than this one jot of the law. One word that comes out from my mouth that proceeds from the mouth of God to fail. That's how strong the word of God is, and that's how it should be in our heart. That's the weight it should carry in our heart. The promise. He says, unchangeable things. Praise the Lord. So if you now live here and now leap back to 2 Peter. He said, by which are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that through this you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. Now, praise the Lord. Now, let me now come to the inner working, how these things can operate in our lives. Praise the Lord. So that it will not be arithmetic. I've shown us briefly the weight of this. Now, how does this thing work? Mercy. Now, this is where the power of meditation comes in. When he gives the word to Joshua, he said what? It's a true meditation. It will lead you. It's a link. It will lead you to the life of this world. He gave him the word. I've shown us the importance of the word. He said, meditate on these things. He said, day and night. Even meditating on the word will empower you to obey the word. Meditating will even empower you to obey, to obey them. He said, so that you can be careful to observe and to do this. He said, that's why the psalmist said, I meditate on it day and night. Psalm 1. In his word, does he meditate day and night? That's why you find the power to obey God's word. That's why you find the power to obey God's word. It will still be an abstract. You must sit down and fix your mind and heart on it. Praise the Lord. You must fix your heart and mind on this thing. So this is a template. It's like a template. There are so many things you can do in a week. You know, how many of us have seen you shooting shooting stick before? They will shoot that shooting stick on a finish. In a week or maybe in the next 3 days, why not pick a definite promise of the word and begin to shoot it? You see these animals that they call it regurgitate or so. They, when they eat, they will bring it out and they will start shooting it. When you carry one word and begin to shoot it, you will begin to shoot that word. The life and the power in that word will begin to distill into your life. It will not, even that meditation, you will now begin to encounter life. That life will now begin to alter things inside of you, reposition your order, the psalmist says, all that is within me. Everything that is within you, begin to align it to the word. You now begin to find new power, new light. But as you begin to, the power of meditation, I'm not linking the power of meditation to this thing. As you feast on that word, you know, day and night, everywhere, as you are doing, as you are working, as you are going to market, oja, you know, as you are working in the kitchen, you know, you are creating an atmosphere with that word. Let me give you an example. There's a place in Isaiah 54, he said that I'm the one that makes the goldsmith that makes the weapon, right? The smith that makes the weapon. And I'm the one that makes the waster to destroy. He said, there is no weapon that is what? That is fashioned against you that shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment. He said, this is the heritage. The word heritage is inheritance. This is the inheritance of the servant of the Lord. And their vindication is from me. You just pick that word. He said, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. You don't know the power of that word until you start meditating on it. Today, throughout that day, the following day, the third day, you are just meditating on that word. All of a sudden, you begin to find life and power. If there are some prayers, you stop praying. Oh, my enemy that is after me. You know why you not pray them? You want to pray them, but you don't even remember to pray them. Because of some things that settled and established in your heart. There are things you don't remember. Do you remember that my name is Desmond? You don't remember that your name is Desmond because you have been called that name 1,000 times. You grew up into life. You grew up matured. You grew up into your senses. Even beginning to come into the consciousness of senses that this is A, this is B. You grew up hearing that word 1,000 and 1,000,000 times. You grew up into the atmosphere of that word that your name is Desmond. Desmond. Is the by the power of repetition called Desmond. So you grew up into that name. There is no shadow of that about Desmond in your heart. The same way, that's why I say that, why are you downcast all my soul? That's why the psalmist speaks to his soul. He speaks to his heart. He speaks the word of God to himself. So when the word of God, so that your consciousness, you are growing up into his soul, something that is settled matter in your life. They say there is an epidemic in this town. Men are dying. It's not in your sense, it's not in your consciousness that you are going to die. Praise the Lord. This is how the power comes. It's God that made the heart. And it's God that knows how the heart works. So this is the chemistry, this is how the mechanism, how the heart operates. This is how things can enter into your heart and can settle and can stay. It's by the power of repetition. All of you, those of you that are students there that pass the exam, how do you pass the exam? You read it once and you go. You read it again and again and again and again, then it comes in. When you see that in the exam board, they gave you the same topic that you have read, that there, it has settled down. You pour it out. Praise the Lord. So God, they say, we have been giving promises. But we don't sit down to feast. Feast on those promises. You must feast on them. You say, you must eat them. You must feast on those promises. Then how can it cannot operate and work in your life? A lot of us are known about prosperity. God will bless you. In blessing, you shall be blessed. Your banner shall be full. You know, outside you shall be blessed. He said, you have not sit down and feast on those words. I want you to walk in your life. Praise the Lord. This is what, maybe you enter into what from you. Now open Bible. You open Bible. You go and pick something from somewhere. You now started quoting it. In this and that. Anyway, God is a God of mercy. Sometimes he can enter for you, but sometimes he cannot enter for you. But I'm showing you the path that this one is guaranteed to enter. 1+1 is guaranteed to give you 2. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you something, this one is guaranteed. This one is like 1+1=2. This one is not a possibility. Probability in mathematics, say probability, whether it will happen or whether it will happen or it will not happen, maybe or maybe not. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a word, there is a, I'm showing us an example. There is another one, is very powerful. This one is powerful. Exodus 20:25. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God and he will bless your bread and your water. Can you see? That's, you know, sometimes you read, you pause. You will serve. You are serving God. I'm serving God daily. He says, certain things. He said, my bread and my water is blessed. The word blessed means it is guaranteed. You know? It is guaranteed. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and what? He will bless your bread and your water. He said, and I will take sicknesses away from the midst of you. Can you see? He said, the word there is I. The word is not faith. He's not even working on faith now. He said, I will do it. I said, I will take it. He said, I will take sicknesses away from the midst of you. Then the next verse, verse 23. He said, that one is very important to me. I don't know about you. Amen. I have 3 children. I don't need the first part again. He said, there shall be nothing barren. No. I still need it. When I read that scripture, I really thought about my 3 children. He said, they shall not cast their young. I thought about my 3 children. They are very important to me. Yes. You know, I have to defend them. I have to defend them in God. Praise the Lord. He said, they shall not cast their young. Right? Then the other one is also very key to you. Me, I don't need that one. I feel a part of childbearing is concerned. I don't pray to have more than 3 children. He said, they shall not cast their young. He said, not be barren in your life. Can you see it? Then you've been given promises by through them who lay hold on divine life. He said, they shall not be barren. If nothing cast their young, not be barren in your life. Then the last verse. Amen. He said, and the number of your days, I. You know, when somebody puts his hand on his chest, that I will do. Can you see? When somebody hits his hand on his chest, that I tell you, not what I'm doing. He said, and the number of your days, I, Jehovah, will fulfill them. Praise the Lord. Can you see? How can you have stops like this? I will be running from pillar to post. Sit down with this word, this one you are reading. I give one example, there are so many of you. You sit down with this for 1 month, you are sitting down with it. When the thing breaks into your life, certain things will start working. Can you see where the psalmist says, goodness and mercy are following me? You are not even calling them, for they are following you. You shake them away, they refuse to go back. Praise the Lord. You should have prayed like Baba Debo and said that I don't even want blessing again. He can't say it. Because it has become irreversible. Praise the Lord. In some people's life, certain things have become irreversible. If he said, I don't want to anywhere go, people are pouring car. I heard of the testimony, but one, they are giving him car. I don't need car. They are giving it to other people. Praise the Lord. It's not their fault. It's not the fault of people that are giving. The earth has been commanded to bless. So there are some people on it. The earth has chosen to bless them. If you pursue us, we are not ready to go back. That's the place that the psalmist sent. He said, goodness and mercy, they follow me. Or did they? David was fighting battle, sometimes trees were fighting for him. Beyond the oppression of his understanding, the trees, they were fighting for David. They said the people that trees killed were more than the people that the sword of David and his men killed during the battle of Absalom. Then the Bible says, even the battle of in the time of Deborah, Barak, they said the stars in their courses, they fought against Sisera. Stars began to fight from heaven. Beyond the dimension and the oppression of those men that were fighting battles on earth. Beyond the realm of their understanding. Praise the Lord. So these are certain things that certain things will now begin to work in your life. But you must feast on. He said, these things have been given to you, they are yours. They are yours. This is long life, oh. Psalm 91. What did that in the end? How did that beautiful psalm end? He said, with a long life. This is you sitting down there. This is him standing here. This is like, he said, this is not your responsibility. This is not my responsibility. He said, with a long life will I, Jehovah, satisfy you. And I will show you my salvation. I will show you my blessedness, my blessing on it. In blessing, you'll be blessed on it. In long life, will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. The man that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He said, verse 14, he said, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, will I deliver him. Yeah, I love God. Though. I don't know. I love God. There are certain things that are even stopping my love for God. And I'm praying God that God clear those things from the way. So it is established that I love God. It is established that I have set my heart up, my love upon him. And the same thing can be said about your life. It is established. So Psalm 91 verse 14 is established in your life. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. He said, I will set him on high because he has known my name. How many of us have known the name of the Lord? What is his name? His name is Jesus Christ. How many of us have known Christ? That is his name. Amen. So if they ask you, what is the name of your God? They don't be calling Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah this. All the names are summed up in one name. They are summed up in the name Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the summation of everything according to the word of God, Ephesians, that God summed up everything in Christ, in the dispensation of the fullness of time. All those are small names. All those names are summed up in one name, and they are summed up in the name Christ. Amen. Jehovah Shalom. Eh? Peace. Abi, he himself is our peace, wisdom, righteousness. Sikenu, Abi, the Lord, our righteousness. Everything is summed up in one name and summed up in the name Christ. Praise the Lord. So what is the name of your God? Yes. Eh? What is the name of your God?
Jesus.
The name of your God is, his name is Jesus. Amen. For he shall save his people from their sins. That is his name. Praise the Lord. So he said, I will set him on high because he has known my name. Have you not known his name? You have embraced Christ in your life. So these are promises that have been given to you, that through them you become. So if you are not sitting down with the promises, and now you want to, you know, to become partakers of divine life, you want to become partakers of the divine nation, you want to become partakers of the blessedness of Christ, the promise in Christ, it cannot work. So your ability to sit down with these promises, it will not begin to unleash its power inside of you, the power to obey, the power to begin to break habits. Praise the Lord. These are the power to break habits. The power to begin to break certain habits. We sit down with the word. We sit down with it like this. Praise the Lord. Say, you shall tread upon snake and scorpion. Abi, nothing shall by any means what? You see some people in the hospital, they are sitting there because they mistakenly mash maybe one incantation on the way. They mistakenly mash maybe one T-junction or cross-junction. They say they push sham. He mashed it. His leg is falling. He said what? You shall trample on what? These are promises. You shoot it and you eat. Praise the Lord. I don't intend to say more than this. It's a build up to what we did last week. Right? If you remember where we were coming from last week. So this is just a build up to it. To begin to alter our attitude. Our attitude and our response. Our response to the world. I said, God sent his word into Abraham's heart. Peter, all those things they did to them, they killed, they were cracking them down, killing them on earth. But they had something that was keeping them. He said, we are according to his promise. We are looking forward to a new hope and a new heaven and a new heaven. We enjoy righteousness. The two immutable things that cannot be altered, the promise and the oath. And we have both in Christ. Praise the Lord. So, I present to us the word of God again and his precious, precious promises that have been given to us. So go and see that. That's why God begin to labor in it. Don't be in a hurry. I know we study seven chapters as a template, as seven chapters of the Bible, as a devotional template in the Bible. Some of us do it. Most of us are not doing it. Whatever type of study you want to do, it's still okay. You know, but the bottom line, you must finish your Bible once in a year. So it's our devotional template for seven chapters. A day, we finish our Bibles two times in a year. It's okay, but the minimum you can go is that you must study your Bible once in a year. What is stopping you? The There is no type of Bible study that will hinder you from studying your Bible, except it's laziness. That's what we read. That we should not be lazy. We should be followers of example, those who faith and patience inherit the promises. It's pure laziness. Read your Bible cover to cover, at least in a year. It doesn't stop you from doing any kind of meditative study, character study, any devotional study. It doesn't stop you. Praise the Lord. So whatever you are doing, this cannot be a hindrance. The only thing that can hinder is laziness. Let us not be lazy. Don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. So this is it. We have this wonderful and precious gift. So what am I saying? That sometimes 1 week, 1 month. 1 month you are eating this thing. You know, you are eating those that, you know, the ones that relate to you. Those things, you know, like that. You are believing God for 1 or 2 things. Sit down and begin to eat this thing. You now begin to feel the power. I know a lot of us have been there. You sometimes you are meditating on the word, you are feeling one power. Abi, child, you are feeling a power rise up inside of you. After some time, we drop it to forget about it. You keep staying on it. You know, keep fixing on it. See, there's a connection between your eyes and your destiny. What you keep, that's why I say, beholding as in a glass, the glory, you are looking at it. There's a connection between your eyes and your destiny. That's why he said, my son, Proverbs 4, he said, pay attention to my word. Right? He said, incline your ear to what I say. He said, do not let them depart from your eyes. He said, keep them in the midst of your heart. He said, for there they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. He said, if you find it, have you find it? As you meditate and stay with those who they lie, the power in that word is a covenant. Every word of God is a covenant. He said, the covenant power in that word will begin to break and unleash into your heart. That's why some people say they are not sick, because the covenant of divine healing has broken into their heart. Some people say they can never be poor, because the covenant of divine health, prosperity has broken into their heart. Some people cannot be barren. If they have made up their mind, they're not going to have child. Because for certain things are broken into their life, they will have a children. Just like saying Jacob stood up one day that I'm not going to have a child. Jacob, in the Bible. When there are certain things that have been broken in heaven, set loose in some certain, a spiritual machine that has been loose in heaven, that will jump from Abraham to Isaac, Isaac to Jacob. Then Jacob on his own says, it's by force. You must have it. Amen. You must have it. Some two of them said they didn't want to have a child. God broke her. God killed them. The third person took warning. He didn't know, I'm not going to do it. The sons of Judah, when they sleep with the woman, they will pour the semen and pour it on the floor because they don't want to have a child. God killed the first one. The second one did the same thing. God, the first one was wicked. God killed him. The first one was wicked. God killed him. The second one, you sleep with the woman, you pour a semen on the floor. He doesn't want to have a child. God killed him. The third one, nobody will tell him to put the semen inside the woman. God, you broke out in violence. It's by force. Praise the Lord. This is what we call it, the power of covenant. It's the power of covenant. It's certain things lose your life. This is what I say. So please pick a word, pick a promise. What are those promises? I'm not here to tell you those promises, but everything there is in the word. And God will also be speaking to your heart. The one he speaks to your heart, we agree with the one in the word. So that's what I'm telling you about. Certain things God has spoken to your heart. Go and sit down with them. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he said the word is enough for the wife. So you take your recording, you can stop it. Can you just appreciate him and thank him for what we have had? Just begin to bless your father. Begin to bless your father.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Ask him tonight to put a nation on your heart.